So welcome once again to the L&D Ninja Podcast. I am your host, Reggie Padin, and I am so glad to have you here today. If this is your first time, welcome, a very special welcome. If this is not your first time, welcome too. I am so glad that you have come back to be with us. I always like to say that if this is your first time or not your first time, please make sure that you like, comment, subscribe, and share if you find any value in the content that we're putting out. So today, I wanted to talk about to start or not to start your own L&D business, to be more precise. There are a lot of reasons why people start their own business. I know that unfortunately during difficult economic downturns, some companies, I think, make the mistake of cutting L&D from their budgets. Which, again, I think it's a huge mistake. If anything, during tough economic downturns, companies should be tumbling down on L&D. And so there are many reasons why people start their own businesses in L&D. I have had the privilege of meeting other entrepreneurs, sort of the same stories from the people that I have met. They have a passion for learning and development. They have a passion either for teaching or creating content, instructional design, instructional technologies. You can go down the list, leadership development, diversity and inclusion training, you name it. They have a passion for what they do. And sometimes they feel like they're not given the opportunity to express and fully utilize all their skills. And other times, some of us are forced out of our present situations and we have to do what we have to do. And so starting a business, especially in the L&D space, is certainly exciting, but it's very like any business, whether it's L&D or any other type of business. If you're thinking about going into business because you want to work less hours, that's not going to happen. You're your own boss, and you are responsible for everything within your business. And so it's definitely not for the faint of heart, but at the same time it's very rewarding, because you can really focus on your passion within the L&D space. There's some people who just like to create e-learning modules. Some people just like to create content like this, and that's all they're passionate about. Other people like coaching. Other people like dealing with the technologies. And so it gives you the opportunity to really focus on the area that you're most passionate about, right? And so in my case, I got bit by the bug of instructional technologies and distance education very early on, right? And so that was one piece that I just zeroed in. Now, I love teaching. I love developing leaders and managers, but my number one passion is what's happening in technology and how can we leverage technology, right, to enhance learning and development opportunities, right? And so that is where my passion really, really lies. And so I have gone deep into it, right? After I got my master's in my MBA in organizational management, I went and got a doctorate in education with a concentration in instructional technologies and distance education. As I was working, putting a lot of that into practice in real life. And so I definitely been able to go deep into the area that I enjoy the most. Now, in the beginning, as I was getting my feet wet and technology was very, very expensive and it was really tough to start an L&D business back in the early 2000s. I had to work for other companies. That was probably the best experience that I had up to this point, because not only was I learning in the classroom, but I was putting into practice and I was working very closely with stakeholders and really honing my skills. And there's nothing like having a laboratory for you to put a lot of these theories into practice. There's just nothing like that. And so, one of the first things that I would tell people who are maybe passionate about wanting to start their own L&D business is how much experience do you truly have? Okay, because you're going to be going up against people who have a lot of experience. They've been around the block several times. They got the scars to show for it. And so my first word of, I guess, caution is don't jump too quickly into wanting to do your own thing until you've had the experience necessary and understand, you know, the ins and out of learning and development. So some people are forced to start sooner. That's okay. I mean, and the beauty of it is that technology nowadays allows you to do so much more than 10 years ago. But if you can hold off on doing your own thing until you have gained the experience, that's probably the best course of action for you. The second thing that I always advise L&D professionals, yes, you may have your preference in entire L&D space, and that's what you want to focus on. So again, passionate about instructional design, or maybe you're passionate about, you know, teaching, or maybe you are passionate about, you know, the technology side. And one of the things that has benefited me the most in my journey is that I have done everything within L&D. I've done the teaching. I've done, you know, the curriculum building. I've done the instructional design. I've done the, you know, editing. I've done designing LMS systems. I've done the LMS administrator role. I have played all those roles within this profession. And what that's done is it's given me the inside knowledge into each of these different disciplines. And I'm not an expert in all of them, but I know enough to be able to ask good questions, maybe think outside the box a little bit. I understand the tools. I know how to use the tools. Very, very important. It doesn't matter how, you know, how experienced or how high you are in your position. It's always, always very good to sort of stay very close to the ground, ear to the ground. You know, keep getting your hands dirty in all these areas so that way you can stay on top of the trends. Again, number one, I think it's important to go around the block a few times. Don't rush into it. Number two is to really understand all the facets of L&D. Again, even if you don't become an expert in all of those. Number three, or if you're thinking about launching your own businesses, I would probably say, hey, you know, plan it out. So what I would caution any entrepreneur who wants to, you know, take the plunge is plan it out. Make sure that you understand the journey, that you talk to other people about starting before you start the journey. And I would take baby steps before you take the plunge. I would be not only working on my skills and being top of anything that's happening within our space, I would also be working very, very diligently on my network. Here's one thing that somebody told me: your network is never big enough. So if you think you have a large network of contacts, it's not big enough. I don't care how big it is, it's not big enough. You need to make sure that you're working, networking, and making those contacts regularly, because that's going to be your first sort of starting point, right? And then from there you'll work down. And what you're going to find out is that, again, your network is not as big as you think it is. And so plan for that. Maybe the next thing that you need to, and this is true for any entrepreneur endeavor, and that is make sure that you have the sort of the cushion financially to do it. Because you know, in this space, depending on what you're going to be working on, some areas are tougher to generate revenue than others. I know for a fact that some of the entrepreneurs that I've talked to who are in the, you know, instructional design tend to, you know, they do a lot of contract work. I've done some side gigs as well. It takes time, and so you're going to go through periods where there's not, you know, you may not have, you may not be generating income. In fact, you're going to be investing a lot of your own time and your own resources to get your business off the ground. Now, I don't want to be sour grapes. And so what I would urge you to do, I don't want to scare you from you know, launching and doing your thing. If that's your passion and that's what you want to do, the rewards are great. And so what I would urge you to do is, you know, try to find a way in which you can, you know, do it as a side gig, do contract work. You know, I've had instructional design, you know, in the past when I was in you know, working for somebody else, I had instructional designers that did instructional design on the side. I've had corporate trainers who've taught on the side. And again, as long as it doesn't interfere with task at hand in our jobs, then that's fine. I would try to communicate that with your higher ups. Okay, be forthright and say, hey, listen, I want to do this, right? And so I've had those conversations with employers, and I've said, look, and this is the truth. I do this on the side. It's not interfering with work. A lot of it because of the technology today is on autopilot. You know, again, I'm dealing with more on the technology side, and so a lot of what I do sort of can run on autopilot, and I have, you know, some support from my family. Okay, and so that helps. So it doesn't take from my day job to do this. So be very honest and let them know, hey, yes, I do have this, but and be honest, you know, hey, I do this on the weekends, I do this evenings, I do this, you know, early mornings, and then make sure that you stick to that. The opportunities are great, and I believe endless in the L&D space. We're just hitting the tip of the iceberg here. It's very exciting what's coming. There's a lot of opportunities for L&D entrepreneurs to really launch some cool things. And so I would urge you, if that's your passion and that's what you want to do, go for it, right? Just make sure that you adhere, you know, some of these words of advice from somebody who's in it, right? And who's been in it, and it's not, I still love it. I love what I do. It's just, it takes time, and it takes perseverance, and it takes a lot of mistakes, but it's very rewarding. I've written an ebook on this topic, EdTech Unleashed, an entrepreneur's playbook for navigating the EdTech startup landscape, that I want to make available to you. If you subscribe to the channel and you give us your email address, I will send you this for free. I'm going to be able to share there a lot more than a podcast. So please reach out, and I would be more than glad to send you this little booklet free of charge. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope you gained some value from somebody who's been in the arena. We're a community, and we're here for you. And so let's all band together. Until next time, this is Reggie Padin, and take care.